France, a signatory to the Iran nuclear deal, which President Donald Trump has just scrapped, says U.S. decision was a mistake.
I regret the decision of the American president. I think it is a mistake, and that's why us Europeans have decided, and we said it again last night, to remain in the 2015 accord. And I had the opportunity earlier to remind to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. This deal, we negotiated it, we signed it, and it is the best way to control Iranian defense nuclear activity until 2025.
Macron says it's now Europe that is the guarantor of the world's multilateral order, which is being shaken, a clear dig at his U.S. counterpart's policies. Macron says he proposed working on a wider framework with Trump during talks with the U.S. president, but Trump decided to create tensions instead. Israel has ordered Human Rights Watch's envoy to Tel Aviv to leave within 14 days, accusing him of supporting a pro-Palestinian campaign. Omar Shakir said on Twitter that he's ordered out of Israel after Israeli authorities compiled a 7-page intelligence dossier against him. Shakir rejected the allegation that he supported the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, that's the BDS. Shakir said Israel is seeking to silence dissent. Earlier this year, Israel published a list of 20 organizations whose activists will be barred from entering occupied Palestinian territories due to their support for pro-Palestinian campaigns. Joining us out of Montreal for more on the story now is Mr. Bruce Katz, co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity. Hello, sir. Thanks to you for joining us on the program. Now, your thoughts, I mean, what is Tel Aviv afraid of? Why not just let activists be activists?
Well, what they're afraid of is the truth of what's been going on in Gaza. Once again, there's been a murderous assault against innocent civilians. It's one more instance of killing, really, in cold blood. The fact that Israeli authorities, in at least two cases, have themselves confirmed the fact that this killing is premeditated. For example, it was stated on a military website before being taken off. It was taken off the website that the Israelis knew where every bullet landed. In other words, they were firing and targeting and firing to kill, and it was premeditated. And only just recently, a brigadier general, Israeli army, whose name escapes me, confirmed that Israeli snipers had been ordered to target and shoot children. Some of the Palestinians have been wounded, have suffered horrific wounds, because the Israelis have been using a new type of bullet, which is called a butterfly bullet. This bullet explodes on contact, and it's caused horrific injuries. In some cases, it simply severs limbs. There have been numerous amputations, and this has all been documented by organizations like Human Rights Watch. So,
Tel Aviv always claims, I don't mean to cut you off, but Tel Aviv always purports that they do these shootings in self-defense, that they're only protecting, the Jewish lives from these Palestinian attackers. They call them terrorists all the time. So then what do you have to hide? Why not let the investigators or the activists conduct their probes?
At any rate, that's a complete lie, because if you want to look at the real situation and really what it's all about, the Palestinians here in Gaza are not even anywhere near the border, because it has been here in Canada, the media has failed to inform people that in 2014 Israel created a security barrier between the border and Gaza, and at the end of that buffer zone lies the security fence. So essentially, were the Palestinians to cross over the fence, they would just be crossing into the security zone, wouldn't be anywhere near the border. So essentially what Israel has done, has said to the Palestinians, if you come within 250 meters of this fence, which is in your own territory, we will murder you, which is what they've done. This has been without any doubt, premeditated murder in cold blood, and that's why they want Human Rights Watch and any other organization that is prepared to tell the truth about what's been going on out of Israel. And saying that the gentleman who represents Human Rights Watch supports BDS is simply a pretext to get him out of there. You know, there's a gentleman, a writer by the name of Andrew Mitrovica, who in assessing Gaza in the current situation, wrote a piece entitled Gaza is Soweto Revisited. And he's referring to a moment in time some decades back when South African security forces shot down, murdered in cold blood, innocent South African black protesters. And he's right on in that assessment. Gaza is Soweto in 2018. But what that also indicates is that the Israeli apartheid regime and those Israelis who give that regime their unconditional support are the white Afrikaners of the contemporary era. The white Afrikaners of the contemporary era.
Thank you for your valuable
fact.
Thank you for your contribution to our program, Mr. Bruce Katz, co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us out of Montreal, Canada.